All right, Jason Rice, another lot party quick tip. Hopefully this goes well. My internet's been going in and out. So topic, take my word, peaks and valleys of where the used cars are headed, okay? Now, obviously, in order to have a valley, you have to have a peak, and everybody's doing pretty well right now because of tax season's here. And so this is one of those times where we're seeing dealers having record months and volumes looking good. Matter of fact, I'll share some data here that'll back that up. And so, but here's what I also want to say. And when I said, take my word, I think we're at the peak. And so we're going to start, you're going to start needing making adjustments now, but here's the problem. You won't feel it and see it probably for another 30 days. You'll start seeing it in 30 days, feeling it in 30 to 45 days. And here's why. I'm going to go over some trends with this, but there's also the peaks and valleys that I want to talk about too. You're going to continue to see wholesale staying strong, so don't be misled by that. Thinking that the market's there so you can hold out on the retail end. You're going to go through the season, which we did in December and January and stuff, and a little bit of February, where book and retail wasn't matching up. What you own the cars for and what you could sell it to the customers for didn't match up. And you're going to start running into that in the next 30 to 45 days. So prepare for it now, because that 1 to 2 day old car is going to be then that 30, the 60 day old car in a couple months here when you finally do feel it. And that's what I try to prevent. It seems like a lot of times we don't react until it's painful. I don't go to the doctors until I have to, you know? And so this is what you want to stay ahead of. Let me show you what I am referring to. Here, I'm going to go into this report here first. I'll go ahead and share my screen. What I'm going to share with you right now is the Black Books updated market insight on 3.5. Fair enough. Now, a couple things I can just point out real quick. I can come back to this one, but let me show you something. Last year, when we look week over week wholesale price changes. Now, if you look, March and April is about where it peaked. Right around March 1st, it started peaking last year and went down. You go to 2022, it peaked more around that April range. Again, I think both years we had a later tax cycle. You go back into 2021, and again, you got this peak March, April, and then it just drops down through to July. You look at last year, peaks right in the beginning of March, and then just drops down through August, okay? Now, notice where we're at right now. If we've hit our peak, which I'm going to back it up, saying I think we did hit our peak, where are these numbers going to go back through July and August, okay? Now, let's go down to a couple other numbers I find interesting, just again, to back this up. Wholesale Weekly Price Index, okay? If you look at 2023, the gray line, we're well below that already. Now, it did go up, but remember, that's when that March, April, people were at the, in March and April, where that peak happened, people were buying those cars for more money. Now, let's go on. Now, people being dealers, not customers, okay? As soon as this stop buying, the wholesale starts dropping, okay? And again, that's that March, April range, or I'm sorry, April, May, and June range. Now, retail listings, okay? Yes, they're a little bit lower than they were. That's the retail listing price index. I'm sorry. Retail prices. This is what I wanted to pull out real quick too. The retail prices are lower than 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. And if we've hit our peak, where are they going to go from there? Okay. So let's just keep going down here. Use retail listings. Oh, there's a shortage. If you look at it, the retail listings have matched to where we were last year. Same drop off uptick. Okay, and then it dropped out. Now, here's the thing. I do believe new cars is going to get a lot of the attention, which will drive trade-ins, which will bring in more used car listings, okay? And then the last thing I want to go and show you, the average age peaked. We're selling some cars. It's going down, but there is a little bit of an uptick. And again, I think that's going to continue. And then you look at what's selling at the lane. This time last year, 70%+ was 2 years ago was selling at the lane. Last year, only about 50-60% selling at the lane. That's about where we're at right now. Okay. So I take this number And I've showed you this before. The other thing that I combine the wholesale sold percentage. I think that's very telling if things are selling at the lane or not, what percentage is. I take the shopper activity of people shopping online at Google, and I take what our dealers as Lot Pop customers, what are they selling as our dealers, what are they selling in a two-week window? Now, this activity looks a little confusing here, so I want to pinpoint the two data points I thought is real important. The shopper index in the blue and the red two-week sold percentage. Okay, let me explain two-week sold percentage if you guys haven't watched my videos before. I go over this all the time. I look at what you sold in the last 2 weeks, times it by two. So here's the thing. If you got 100 in stock, I want you to sell 100 a month, okay? So in order to see what kind of pace you're on, I don't like looking at a rolling 30 days, because again, 30 days from now, it's going to be a totally different market than what we're looking at now. So I like looking at is the last 2 weeks. It gives me more of a current view of your current sales cycle, sale rates, and then times it by two. So if you want to sell 100% of your inventory a month, you should be selling 50% of it on a two-week period, okay? So watch that number. But here's the thing. As the shopper index peaked in March 20th of 2021, again, 2021, we had late tax returns coming. Guess what happened to the sales? They followed about a week later, okay? Our dealer's two-week sold volume was at 60%. Then the shopper count dropped, and verbatim, the volume at our dealerships dropped. Look at what happened last year. March 12th, that's just next week, 81% peak. Sales volume then, 49%. Okay, 2022. I'm sorry, that was 2022. Then last year, we had a funny January uptick. I think that was a lot of end of the year deals were happening. A lot of prices were dropping. And I think a lot of people got pushed back to the office and people had to go replace that car they got rid of. But if you notice, the peak happened on February 25th. The sales happened on March 11th. And then what happened after March 11th? It dropped. Okay. 2 weeks sold from 59% down to 43%. 16% drop in 2 weeks. 16 times 2 is a 32% drop in volume from March 11th to May 16th. And that gives that 60-day window that I'm talking about, okay? In 30 days, you'll feel it. 45 days, or 30 days, you'll see it. 45 days, you'll feel it. And about day 60, it's going to be painful. And that one-day-old car will be 60 days old by then, okay? So what's happening now, okay? If Google, now we're only 1 week into this, by the end of the week, maybe this pops up, but the shopper index is already showing a drop off. Boom. Okay. If you want to see it verbatim, here is Google Trends. Again, here is last week, possibly peak at 62, and it's already dropped to 58. If that peak has happened, now you see these peaks and ups and downs and ups and downs, but if we've already hit this peak because it lines up with last year's data, lines up with the previous year data, that means shopper activity is going to drop. What's going to happen to our 2 weeks volume sold? So our dealers right there, our average dealer is selling 56% of their inventory, 56%. So right now, our average dealer, Lot Pop client, is they got 100 in stock, they're selling 112. Okay. But my warning to them, and I'm just throwing it out to you, we're going to help them stay ahead of this with the metrics and stuff that we're tracking in our weekly calls with them. But if I was you, don't be too proud too long of these two-day-old cars, because by the time there's, you know, you got to get off these cars now, because if they stick around and become age cars, it's going to be in a market where shopper index drops 80% down to 62, drops 15 to 20% within a month. Boom. Look at 2022. It dropped from 81% shopper index down to 60% in a month. Look at 2021. Went from 100% shopper index. And then within 2 months, it dropped 20%. Okay. So where are we going to be from here? And that goes back to peaks. Wholesale is going to stay strong because, again, dealers are going to go replace these cars that they've sold. Okay. Strong meaning that's going to continue to trend up. See right here, the price index trending up. but it should be starting to drop here soon as, let me stop sharing, as things start slowing down at the dealerships, as dealers get more new car business and the trade-ins start happening. And again, rental car companies, fleet companies, okay, they're starting to get tons more inventory, and there's a lot at the lane not selling. We're at that 55%, so 45% at the lane is not selling, and that's way lower than what it's typically been in 2019s, but also 22 or 21, 22, and 23. It's about the same as 23. And remember, last year was the year where all these volumes had dropped. The average price was like 22 grand, 24 grand, and now it's down to 18. And again, I think by June we can end up at 16. Is that where the valley is? I'm not sure, but keep an eye on this. I wanted to keep you informed. If you want to see how we can help you stay ahead of this, because again, I predicted that slow tax season 2 years ago. I predicted wholesales going down, and I could predict that at the end of the year it'd go down another 10%. These metrics are lining up exactly the way we're seeing them. Again, it's not like I have a crystal ball. You could just see it in the numbers. But not only that, we talk to hundreds of dealerships every week, helping them with their used car operations. And we know the pulse of what's happening out there. And that's where we can help you, because we do those weekly calls. If you'd like to find out more, go to lotpop.com or lotwalk.com. The other thing is, go to workthefacts.com. Click on Get Your Copy. Okay, go to Amazon, buy a copy of my book, Work the Facts, have both gross and volume, used car operations, all the metrics that we go over with our dealers that we track and trend. You could do it yourself if you like. And that's what this book breaks down. 13 bucks, you can't beat it. We reduced it down from 20. So jump on there, workthefacts.com, get a copy of your book, leave a review if you've had one. I'd love it. We got 21 reviews, 4.8. Only had one 2-star, which I can't even see who did that. That's a fake one. Anyways, hope you enjoy your spring break coming up soon, and you have a strong finish to this first quarter. Talk to you later.